you need to be in the lowest interior part of a sturdy structure. Get there now.
One of the first tornadoes touched down in the tiny city of Salina, about an hour north of Dayton. It was just after 10 p.m. when the wind started ripping roofs off of houses and throwing cars into the air. One of those cars landed on a house, killing the man inside. After the storm passed, Salina was Governor Mike DeWine's first stop. He came by helicopter to see the damage.
It's devastating when you see it from the air, and it's devastating when you actually go out. And then when you start talking to people who've lost everything, you really understand what a tornado can do.
Now, a year later, Salina Mayor Jeffrey Hazel says his community has bounced back.
We have recovered very, very well. It just looks like all new housing out in that area. Businesses that were damaged, they got back up very, very quickly last year. I had school teams coming out picking up debris. So I feel very proud of this community.
While some towns like Salina have recovered quickly, other places have struggled. Some of the neighborhoods hardest hit were in Dayton and its suburbs. Those areas are more densely populated, which led to more property damage when the largest of the twisters tore through homes in Trotwood, Northridge, and Dayton. Kathy Spoggy is the development director for Harrison Township, which took the brunt of that tornado. It was an EF4, a storm classified by winds of over 160 miles an hour and capable of causing devastating damage.
We had roughly 1,800 buildings, both commercial and residential, that suffered some sort of damage. So of all the jurisdictions that were affected by the tornado, Harrison Township was the hardest hit.
She estimates Harrison Township is about halfway through their cleanup, much of which has been demolition. 25 buildings were leveled at one apartment complex alone, and hundreds of residents were displaced. Cleanup costs have been immense, too. It's in the $3 to $4 million range, which is more than the township's annual budget. And that budget is going to be smaller this year.
We gain our revenue in the township through property tax. So, of course, we've lost property as a result of the storm. And also people were able to apply to have their property taxes reevaluated because of the storm.
But Spoggy sees silver linings in all of this. Because of the tornado, she says the township is getting to know its residents better. And they're also getting to know other government agencies and nonprofit organizations in the area. That means they can connect residents with the services they need most.
We have folks that, need help. Maybe they need food resources. They need basic social service resources. And now because of the storm, I now know where to send them.
The tornado that ripped through Harrison Township traveled 20 miles. It jumped the Great Miami River and then plowed into Dayton itself. Officials say of the 500 homes it damaged there, roughly 75 still need some sort of roof work. And that's not all. Matt Tepper is president of the Old North Dayton Neighborhood Association.
Most people in the neighborhood hunkered down into their houses. Some of them maybe still in houses that probably shouldn't be occupied, but they're not leaving. They're set on staying there in their homes. Some of them are with tarps on them still, and they're trying to figure out how to get help.
There are families in Old North Dayton that can tell you stories of back-to-back bad luck. First, they were hit by a tornado. Now, they're being laid off during the pandemic. Still, Matt Tepper from the Neighborhood Association says things are getting better. He says he was just out assessing Bell Fountain Street, a block of post-war houses that was ripped apart by the storm. And he marveled at the progress his community has made.
I was standing in the middle of the street, like they had made so much progress on that block. All the little new roofs and all the siding repairs that made them look new. And they're, just all in a row.
There are three homes on the block that Tepper says still look pretty bad and will require some serious work. But he says that feels pretty manageable, especially considering what the street looked like this time last year. For WISO News, I'm Jason Reynolds.